We are here at FZI, the Research Center for Computer Science, Forschungszentrum Informatik, which is the innovation partner of the university here in Karlsruhe. The university, Karlsruhe Institute of Technology, is a large university, technical university in Baden-Württemberg. And here at FZI, we do the connection to the small and medium enterprises. We transfer ideas, knowledge, and research to these. And I think the collaboration with Weibo Systems is a prime example where theoretical results from the university were put here together and brought to industry, as we can see in the demonstrator behind me. Blurrybox is a software protection scheme, which is the first software protection scheme where you can tell the attacker how it works, and it still works. It still protects your software. Previous schemes were based on obfuscation, meaning security by obscurity, meaning you couldn't really prove that it's working. Whereas here, we have a model in which we can actually prove that it is indeed protecting your software. This is a new result. It's new from a theoretical perspective, but it's also a new result for practice, because now we can exclude a large class of attacks, and we didn't know what actual security level we did reach before that. Okay, Blurrybox protects the software by using a secure hardware dongle, the code meter stick of Weibo Systems, and the software itself is broken into small pieces. Each piece individually is encrypted, and the dongle decrypts the pieces only if they are needed during the run of the program. So if you run the program, part of what is protected by encryption will be decrypted, but only what is needed for this run. And if you now use the program multiple times, you will have some parts of the software you learned, but not all. So you will not get a working copy. The software is broken into many small pieces which are encrypted individually. But you could maybe think about sending all those to the dongle and let them decrypt one by one to obtain a copy of the software. But some of these pieces contain traps, meaning if you send a piece which is never actually used by the program, but which looks indistinguishable from all the other pieces, if you send such a piece to the dongle, it will shut down. It will immediately invalidate your software license, and you will not be able to continue your attack. In the demonstration, we see a small video game where a few voxel spaceship is navigated through obstacles. And depending on the trajectory you take, different parts of the software are decrypted by the dongle. But if you try to collect those and resell them as your video game, you will not succeed, because other people will take other trajectories and the program will not work. Actually, as a new development, we managed to publish a scientific paper about the methods underlying Blurrybox. It got a Best Poster Award, and actually, currently we're pursuing research in using hardware trust anchors to establish all kinds of security notions which cannot be established with software alone.
Weibo Systems is cooperating with KIT, Karlsruhe Institute of Technology, and also FZI, the Research Institute for Computer Science, since many years. For us, it's very important to have this cooperation with the research institutes to be able to do early enough the necessary research for new technologies, for changes in security as well, because security is never 100% and you cannot develop something that is state of the art for a long period of time, so it needs to be always renewed and upgraded. And having the latest results from research, trying to put them into our solutions, into our products, keeps us ahead of the threats and the attackers. Now, we are cooperating with KIT and FZI for a long time. Let me show two samples of projects. One is ProProtect, that's in the textile industry, and it's about protection of production data and also controlling the production volume. And nobody was talking about Industry 4.0 at this time, but it's an excellent sample of an Industry 4.0 implementation already at this time. A second project is Pluribox. And Pluribox is a new protection scheme with all the use protection mechanisms are public, according to Kirchhoff's principle. For this, we got the first prize of the German IT Security Award, which is a very famous award in Germany. And the jury selected our solution because of the way it is done. So all mechanisms are public, so it can be audited and really evaluated which security level it can reach. And on the second side, it has a high economic impact because software today is everywhere, in medical devices, in industrial automation, in automotive, and of course in classic software on the PC in the office. To prove the Pluribox protection technology that we have developed with Research Center of Information Technology, FZI, and Karlsruhe Institute of Technology, KIT, we made a hackers contest with more than 300 participants globally from the US, from Europe, from Russia, from Asia. Nobody has been able, as a result, within 3 weeks to break the protection. So after that, we implemented these mechanisms into our standard product code matter for protection, licensing of and security of software for any applications. The implementation of the Pluribox mechanisms in our standard product makes it easy for our customers to implement these complex mechanisms, and they get it as an upgrade free of charge to the existing protecting mechanisms. Our future plans are a continuation of this cooperation with KIT and FZI for several purposes. Security is never 100% and never finished, so we need to work on that continuously. For example, in the area of quantum cryptography, just to mention one example, and to have security on an unsecure hardware as another example. And another topic, another benefit is that with the cooperation with KIT and FZI, also young engineers, young researchers get to know Vibu Systems, and that is a big advantage in the war for talents that we have today.